Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful fall morning on October 28th, 2024. To me, whenever I think of fall, it could be windy, it could be cloudy, it could be sunny. I just love the colored leaves. I love the cool temperatures. I love the idea of fall. It's just my favorite time of the year. I know many others in my family prefer spring. Most of them prefer summer, but I think me and Brooke both just prefer fall. We love the idea of a rustic cabin in the woods with leaves everywhere. I mean, you know, that kind of image to me symbolizes fall and the peace and the comfort that comes through that time of the year. So I hope that you look outside today and you're not dismayed or disappointed by the clouds, but trust me, the sun is shining over top, just like it's shining in our hearts today by the grace of God. The sun, S-O-N, is shining in our hearts. I hope you were able to join us yesterday. It was a wonderful day here at Packland Mills Baptist Church. Yesterday, think about it, we sang and the music was excellent. It was just so uplifting and we just were inspired to worship, and that's what we did. We worshiped, and then in the evening we ate together. And we saw kids dress up, and we had our trunk or treat, and we ate great hot dogs. Let me tell you, Packland Mills has some of the best hot dogs I've ever had. I've been to some churches where the hot dogs were very suspect. They just did not look like they were very yummy, but they are really great here, and I'm very grateful for our kitchen staff. They have a great sense about them to pick wonderful dishes, and the hot dogs are no exception. They are definitely included in that great menu selection there. But you know, as I think about last night, as I think about yesterday, you know, we saw children sing songs. Our Munchkin Children's Group has done a great job over the past few times they've sang, and Miss Lauren Teaster is head of that. She's been doing a great job with them. We saw kids laughing. They were playing. We saw families smiling and enjoying themselves, and you know, that warms my soul whenever I see families just enjoying themselves, laughing, having a good time, because you know, we should be happy in life. I don't think we should be miserable. There are some people that say Christians ought to be miserable because it symbolizes how God views the sin around us and in us and through us. But you know, I take a different take on that. I believe we should be happy as much as we can, as often as we can, because the joy of the Lord is in us. So I think, again, we should just take those moments like yesterday and be thankful for them. Let me ask you a question, and you know, I'm basing this off something I heard, not exactly, but just kind of like a seed thought, if you will. It just kind of sparked something in me. Can a good friend be found in today's time? You've probably seen those movies, those types of movies where the situation is dire and people are in need. What happens is that people show up out of nowhere, don't they? Friends, they show up out of nowhere. Maybe they paint that barn that needs painting. They build that house that needs to be rebuilt. They help a family in need right in the nick of time, right before the bank seizes the property, or right before a new family tries to buy a house and move in. Whatever it is, can such a friend be found? And I think we see in those times and in those movies, in those situations, that yes, a friend can be found. Rich Mullins was a Christian singer that died in the 90s, and in my humble opinion, I believe he was one of the greatest writers of Christian music in today's time, in the modern time. Very poetic, very deep, very introspective, very profound. I want to encourage you, if you like to read lyrics from people, Rich Mullins is your guy. He wrote a great song called Elijah. It's got a soulful kind of rhythm to it. And one of the lines says this: there's people been friendly, but they'd never be your friends. Sometimes this has bent me to the ground. That got me thinking. You know, I was thinking about that very line a few days ago. Had something come up and it just kind of just hit me. And so it's fresh upon me. There's people been friendly, but they'd never be your friends. Sometime this has bent me to the ground. You know, we see that in churches, don't we? You know, a lot of churches have their cliques, their social groups. where they may come up to you and say, "Hey, how you doing?" But when they see their good friend, they are hugging, they are laughing, they are fist bumping, whatever it is, and you kind of feel like, "Hey, I'm left out." You know, we need to remedy that, and we need to reverse that in the church, because all people in all churches should be friendly all of the time and in all occasions. And I think we can change that. But that is one of the hang-ups that people have when they come into a church, is they see that and it turns them away. You know, there's something in us, I believe, that needs a friendship, that wants a friendship, that desires a friendship. Even if we have families, even if we have kids, even if we have a great relationship with our spouse, just knowing that that we are walking into a friendly environment just does something to us. So I want to read you kind of three different passages. They're very short. The first one is found in Proverbs 17, and it's verse 17, and I've stated this one before, but here's what it says. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Think about that. The second one is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 4. It's a little bit longer, but it's verse 9 through 12. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. By the way, I'm reading the New American Standard. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. And then I have to jump all the way to John in the New Testament for this last one. And I think you will like this one too. It is found in John 15:13. John 15:13. Let me just turn over there real quick. Okay, it's John 7, John 10. Oh, my page is okay. 15, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. Tell you, you know, the Bible speaks on friendship and how important they are. And not exclusive friendships, but inclusive friendships. When you are willing to let people into your friend group, when you are willing to get close to another person who may not be in your friend group, but maybe wants to be in your friend group, in that circle. What are the qualities of a good and godly friendship? Well, first of all, there's four of them. They're loyal, they're present, they're honest, and they're prayerful. When a good friend is loyal, it means that they remain in spite of our struggles and failures. They know that maybe, you know, we're like this or we're like that or we tend to be this way, but they're still loyal to our friendship. They don't bail out when maybe, you know, we're being pessimistic. They don't jump a ship when we're overly optimistic and we're very happy and almost annoying. They remain with us. They're present. A good friend shows up and doesn't flake out on us. They're there when they say they're going to be there, and they remain when all others leave. They're kind of like a light. When all other lights leave, they're there. They don't say they're going to be there, and then they don't show up. A good friend remains. They're present. They're honest. A good friend isn't afraid to tell us when we are wrong. They don't just feed us lies to continue to maybe promote, you know, us being the number one friend because we're making them happy and telling them what they want to hear. No, a good friend is not afraid to challenge us and tell us when we're being wrong because they love us and they care. They want us to be better than we are being at the moment. And then a friend is prayerful. A good friend prays for us when times are good, but they also pray when times are bad. They don't necessarily differentiate between the times or distinguish. They're just praying for us through all seasons of life. You know, I found as a pastor that having a good, close friendship with people can be hard to come by, but I have had those in my life and in the ministry that I've had, and I can tell you that when I have them, they're good, and they're good, and they're great, and they're lasting, and they're of a good quality. And some pastors are sometimes afraid to get close to people because maybe they've been burnt, maybe they've been hurt, and so they are a little bit gun shy. But I'll tell you, when you open up your life as a minister to being a friend to somebody, the rewards and the benefits are great. Somebody once told me a long time ago, and I have not abided by it by any means, but they said, be friendly to everybody, but friends with no one. I don't agree with that. I think a minister ought to open up himself personally in that way. So, you know, I'm just saying that all of us can improve there. A person is known or recognized by the company they keep. Think about that truth. Again, a person is known or recognized by the company they keep. And I believe if that's really the case, then who are we keeping in our closest circles? Who are we allowing to be in our friends' circles? If that's the reality, y'all, who are we allowing to influence our lives? Let me leave you with this one final thought. It really doesn't matter so much that what we get out of a friendship. It matters what we add to a friendship. I want to encourage you to add something great to your friendships that is of true and real value. Refuse to succumb to the gossip. Resolve to spread for the sake of the gospel. I hope you know how blessed you are today, that God loves you, that I'm praying for you, and that God is going to get the victory. He is going to overcome Satan and his strategies each and every day. Remember that and be blessed by it. May the gospel bless you today. Amen and amen. Have a great day.